consistent action versus crazy ambition. In my experience, I've come to find that it is better to consistently do something than ambitiously do nothing. It is also better to consistently do something than it is to try to make up for it at the very end. We see this a lot with students in tests and their study habits, where they maybe have put off studying a little bit every day to try to cram all the study in at the very end. With our mental capacities, this might be okay sometimes. Again, sometimes. But with our physical capacity, this is definitely the wrong way to go. Too many athletes or aspiring grapplers buy into this concept of quote-unquote training camps. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have an increase of an intensity or an increase of volume or an increase of specificity or any of those kind of things. And generally speaking, that's what the training camp solution tries to provide, is a more focused type of training, more training partners possibly, and generally speaking, a more intense kind of training environment. The problem with this is relying solely on a training camp to make your improvements and to get you in shape and all these kind of things, while the rest of the time your mind and your body lie fallow, at least in grappling terms, is really not a good idea. What is better is doing what is known as training cycles, or structuring your training in such a way that you're consistently training, you're consistently working on things where you need to be improving, and rather than trying to cram it all into the end, your training load is such that when you get near the competition, you're shorter duration but more higher intensity and more focused on specific areas that you know you're going to see at the tournament or in the fight. And this is how you get better. This is how your training will be better, your body will respond to you better, you will have fewer injuries actually, and you will also be able to make greater strides in your overall training module. I've talked about this previously in creating a 6-month goals and 6-month training goals, and this is a big part of it, is understanding that your consistency is a key, where others may go hard and serious about their training for maybe a couple of weeks or a month at a time. You're consistently doing a regular amount of training over the course of every year. For example, one of my friends that I have, he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt actually, and thinking that he is a black belt, you think he would understand this and know better. Not so. What most black belts have is knowledge and a degree of skill, and realistically the black belt is just the beginning of your journey, not the end. And that being said, my friend, he's a black belt, and let's just call him Bob. But Bob is the kind of guy that he'll train a little bit in terms of he'll drill a little bit once in a while. He teaches a lot now, so that's kind of factors in there as well. But most of his training is not really focus specifically on his personal development. When he gets ready for a competition, his training and his nutrition take on a whole new switch, and what happens is he realizes that he's put on a new layer of fat, gained weight, deconditioned, and then he plans for the next month and sometimes 6 weeks or more to try to cram in all the training and the diet to get back down to weight and to get to a reestablishing a competition level of fitness. Well, the problem with that is since he's allowed his body and his nutrition to go so far south, as soon as he makes that initial jump, because it's never a gradual upping of intensity, it's always just boom, 100% right out of the gate in his new 6-week training cycle. Going from 0 to 100 miles an hour like that, it hurts your body, it hurts your mentality. So what happens is he goes hard for the first couple of weeks, maybe makes it even to week number 3, but what happens is without fail, and I've seen this numerous times and it drives me nuts because I try to help him differently, but he just won't do it. Without fail, around week, somewhere around the end of week 2 or middle of week 3, my friend Bob will get hurt without fail. And then we'll start the cycle all over again. He'll try to kind of work through the injury, but then decides, oh, it's too late. And then more often than not, he won't go to the tournaments. And to me, this is very sad, because if a little more care and planning were taken in the beginning, there wouldn't be that problem. If Bob would take care of himself regularly, even if he's only training at a higher volume or a higher intensity a couple times a week, and he maybe introduces a strength and conditioning program 2 times a week where he can have a maintenance level at the very least, or even if he's not making huge gains week in and week out, he's consistently getting better every week, and he's keeping his body ready to go for action. Then if he wants to increase intensity for the training camp type situation, then his body's ready to do that. But the problem is Bob is not alone in this. Bob is pretty much the prime example of how most people approach nutrition and physical training. Not to mention, if they put any thought into their mental game, it's usually the last week before and they say, what do I need to be doing in this situation? Well, by then it's too late. Their strategy is unresolved and they don't have a plan or really a direction to go. This is why, again, consistent action beats out your misguided ambition. It's better to consistently do something than ambitiously do nothing. Follow this concept, follow this principle, and I absolutely, without a doubt, know for a fact that it will help you on your quest to grappling greatness.